ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz. This shiur is part two of a two-part series.
Bruchim Amazinim. This shiur will, be'ezus Hashem, be the second shiur on Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Yud. This shiur will include more inyanim on this daf, which were not included in the first shiur on Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Yud, due to time constraints. The Gemara in the beginning of the Daf Yud Amud Aleph talks about the inyan of Palginon Dibura. And the Gemara brings down a case where a person is meyed together with somebody else. Plaini Baal Ishti. Somebody was mezaneh with his wife. And the Gemara over there says that the klal of Palginon of Dibura applies. And you believe him that the person was Baal and Eishes Ish. And therefore he's Chayev Misa. But you don't believe him that the Eishes Ish was his wife, and she's not Chayev Misa. And the Gemara asks the Kasha, my Kamashpulon the Mefalginan Dibura, is this coming to teach you a Chiddush that we say Palginan Dibura? Hainuhach. Rav already previously in the Tesamud Beis taught us that Chiddush in regards to the din of Pleni Ravani Leritzaini, where a person is Meyah that someone was Revehim Leritzaini, that Rav says over there that we say Palginan Dibura, and we believe him in regards to the Reveya to kill him, even though he's not believed in regards to himself. And the Gemara answers that the Chiddush is that we say it even in regards to his wife, and that we say that Adam Karev Eitzel Ishtoi. Now, Al Pi Pashtos, the Gemara means to say that the exact same din of Palgin and Dibura that we found earlier on the Aftes Amud Beis is what applies here as well. And therefore it follows that just like on the Aftes Amud Beis in regards to the case of Pliny Ravani Leritzaini, Rabbi Yosef disagrees with Rava, and Rabbi Yosef says that we don't say the klal of Palgin and Dibura, as we explained by Arichos in the Shiurim for Daftes. So too, in this case, where he says, Pleni Baal Ishti, we will not say Palgin and Dibura, and therefore we would not be able to believe in Bechlal, even in regards to the Baal. That's the Pashtus. However, Reb Shimon Shkop, in Shari Yosher, Shar Vav, Perek Yud Aleph, he says that Be'emes, Rabbi Yosef, although he disagrees in the case of Pleni Ravani Leritzaini, he can agree in this case of Pleni Baal Ishti that we're going to say Palginon, and he's going to be believed in regards to the Baal, although he's not believed in regards to Ishtoi. And the Emes is, it's a shtickle meduyik like that, because in the case of Pleni Ravani Leritzaini, the Gemara brings down that Rabbi Yosef disagrees with Rava. Whereas in this case of Pleni Baal Ishti, the Gemara brings down the memra of Rava Bipashtus, and the Gemara does not bring down that Rabbi Yosef disagrees. Now, what's the chilik between these two cases? Why would Rabbi Yosef agree that here we say Palginan? So this is based on a yesod of the Achrayim, which we spoke about earlier on the shir on the Daftes, chilik beis. And that is that there are two kinds of Palginan. There's Palginan Dibura and Palginan Imanus. Palginan Dibura means that in the Dibur we make a split, and part of the words that he said, we are mamin legamri, and part of the words that he said, we don't believe at all. So the split is in the dibur. Palginan emunus means that the entire dibur is taken on and is believed in regards to one of the people or one of the inyanim. However, in regards to a different one of the people, in regards to a different inyan, we don't believe what he said bechlal. So the split does not take place between different Diburim. Rather, the entire Dibur is Neman in regards to certain things and is not Neman in regards to other things. So the split is in the Nemanus. And we mentioned that Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Taisvus Rabbi Kiva and Mishnayis Yivamis Perek Beis, Ois Chavav, and so too in many other Achrainim, Ayin Kovitz Ha'oris, Simon Chav Aleph and Simon Chav Beis, and more Achrainim, they assume that Rabbi Yosef, although he disagrees to the klal of Palginan Dibura, but he does agree that we can say Palginan Nemanus. It is only in a situation where Palginan Nemanus cannot work, and we have to come on to a new inyan of Palginan, that in the Diburim itself, part of the Dibur we take on, and part of the Dibur we don't believe, that's where Rabbi Yosef disagrees. Now that's specifically true in the case of Pliny Ravani Leritzaini. Because over there, we cannot say Palginan Amanus. We cannot say that we believe the entire Dibur in regards to the Reveya, because even if we only believe the Dibur in regards to the Reveya, part of the Dibur includes that this person who's saying the Eidus is Apostle Eidus. So even in regards to the Reveya, Mineu Bei, we cannot believe him that the Reveya was Reveya Himmler at Sinai, because then it wouldn't be an Eidus, because Ledvar of Rashahu. So Bal Karchach, the only way to believe him when he says Pliny Ravani Lert Sinai, is to make a Palginan in the Diburim, and believe him that Pliny Rava, but not to believe the second half of the Dibur, which is Ni Lert Sinai, that the Reveya happened to me Lert Sinai. That is where Rabbi Yosef disagrees and says we can't do a Palgina Dibura. But if we would have a case where Palgina Nemanis would suffice, meaning we would take on the entire Dibur, we would just be mamin the Dibur in regards to one person or one Inyan, and not be mamin it in regards to a different person or a different Inyan, that Rabbi Yosef also agrees to. In our case, where he says Pliny Baal Ishti, it is possible to believe him in regards to the Baal, that the entire Dibur is true. We can believe him that Pliny was Mezana with his wife, Legabe the Bayil, in order to be Mechayev the Bayil Misa. And in regards to his wife, to whom he's a Kariv, we won't believe the Dibur Bachlal, and we'll make a Pagina Nemanis. Now, even though, in regards to the Bayil, we are believing him that the Mises Nus happened with his wife, that's not a reason to Minei Ubei Pasal him on the Eidus. Because being that it's not going to actually be Mechayev his wife Misa, the fact that she happened to be the Neveles is not a chasarn in the Eidus, and we can believe him legabe the Bayil. So in this case, we can use the klal of Pagina Nemanis. We don't have to come on to the klal of Pagina Dibura, which is why Rabbi Yosef is going to agree to the halacha. Now the problem is, the Gemara is not mashma like that, because the Gemara says, Maika mashma lande mefalgina dibura, hainu hach. The Gemara stells to this case with the case previously of Pliny Ravani Lertzaini, Ad kadei kach, the Gemara says, hainu hach, it's the same Yisayda din. Now, according to Reb Shimon, it's not true. Earlier it was midin pagina dibura, and here it's midin pagina nemanis. Amphored Reb Shimon, that what the Gemara means to say is, that once Rava teaches us that we say pagina dibura, so if it's true that we say pagina dibura, we can say that here too. And here too, we can say, Pliny Baal Ishti will split the dibur, and we'll believe him that he was ba on Ashes Ish, but not that the Eishes Ish was his wife. Now, it's true that if we would do it midin palgina dibura, imi shamha, Rabbi Yosef would disagree. But Rabbi Yosef agrees mitzad sheni, because it's also possible to do palgina namanis. But it's still enough for the Gemara to ask a kasha, that once Rav establishes that we say palgina dibura, that applies here as well, and there is no chiddush in the second member of Rava, which is why the Gemara has to answer the teretz, the mahu de tema, that we don't say adam kariv etzel ishtar. Ad kan shtickle number one, the ha'ar of Reb Shimon Shkop, that over here even Rabbi Yosef could be maida midin palgina nemanis. And now let's go weiter to the next shtickle. This that the Gemara is mavur, that over here it's an inyan of palgina dibura, be'emes is a chiddush. Because the Rashba in Shuvah says that palgina dibura has to be an actual split in the dibur that he says. And if you can't split the dibur, we can't do palgina dibura. Therefore, says the Rashba, Rava specifically on the Aftes Amud Beis says that the aid was made Pliny Ravani Lertzaini, so that you can split the Pliny Rava with the Ni Lertzaini. But had he said Ani Ravati es Pliny, we can't split that Dibur. Because if you take away the Ani Ravati, es Pliny itself does not mean that that person was Raveya. So there, because we can't actually split the wording, we would not be able to say the Klal of Palgina Dibura, and the halacha would be that he's not Neman Bechlal. So based on that Yisoid, Frekta Noidib Yehuda in Mahadura Kama Simen Ayin Beis, that our Gemara is very shver. Because where a person says Pliny Baal Ishti, there is no split possible. Because you cannot say Pliny Baal Ish, you have to say Pliny Baal Isha. And that wasn't part of his words. So the only word he said was Ishti. The word Ishti is not splittable. So how does Palgina Dibura apply over here? Azoy frekta naidi bihuda, and based on this, he wants the paskin not like the Tshuvas HaRashba. And divrei HaRashba are tzrichem biur. But l'chayr, there's a makam to say that the Rashba doesn't require that you should actually be able to take apart the word as he said it. If he says Pliny Baal Ishti, being that Ishti is a compound word based on Isha Shali, you can also split that and take the Isha of Ishti without the Shali of Ishti. Although in the way that he said it, you can't actually split it down the middle. However, the context of the word, which means Isha Shali, is splittable. We can be mamin the chelik of ishti, which means isha, and not be mamin the chelik of ishti, which means sheli. The Rashba specifically is talking about a case where a person says, ani ravati es pliny, where there are no words which we can split. Because being that he said it in a way where he is the subject, ani ravati, he was the one who was reveya, if we're going to take him out of the picture, there is no lashon which has a mashmayis that the other person was reveya without starting it with him. So there we can't have the klal of palgina dibura. But in our case, we can. Adkan, shtickle number two, the kash of the Nei Dibihuda on the Rashba, how can we say palgina dibura on Pliny ba'al ishti? Now let's go weiter to the next shtickle. The Gemara brings down makas b'shloisha, that the makar, that you need three dayanim, is because it says ushfatum, which means two, and ein bezdin shakol, so that brings us to shalish. Frek the Gemara kashe, if it's based on the number that's mashba ushfatum, it should really be maisif, because the pasuk says further, vehetztiku es atzadik vehershiu es arasha, which is mashma another two and another two for a total of seven. And the Gemara answers that from vehetztiku es atzadik vehershiu es arasha, we learn the din that if edim zaymin are made on a ben grusha u ben chalutza, that they get malchus. Like the pasuk says afterwards, vahaya im bin akais arasha, vehpilei ashefet vehikohu, which is going on a case where you have Edom Zaymin, which can't get the din of Kasher Zamam, so instead they're going to get Malkus. The Gemara asks the Kasha on that L'chayr, why do we need a Pasuk to say he gets Malkus? L'chayr, there's a Lav of Leisane. And the Gemara answers that Lav is a Lav Shein by Maisa. So the Pashas of the Gemara is Mashma, that for the Lav of Leisane, he can't receive Malkus, because it's a Lav Shein by Maisa. The reason why he gets Malkus is because of a new din Taira, which says v'tzdiku es atzadik v'shius arasha, which gives him Malkus nonetheless. However, if you look in Taisus with the v'yamaskal mishum, Taisus clearly does not understand it this way. Taisus says that the Malkus that he gets is really be'emes for the lav of Leisane. Just if not for the pasuk of v'tzdiku es atzadik v'shius arasha, Leisane would not get Malkus, because the general klal of lav shein b'maisa ain't like in a love would not apply. Now that the Torah says v'tzdiku es atzadik v'hershiu es arasha, that's a gilui hakra, that this lav of leisane is an exception to the rule, and you're like on it, although it is a lav shein b'maisa. V'zel ashein ha'taisvis, hacha mashma de leiken a lav de leisane, mishum de gali log kra de v'haya em bin ha'kais. It's a gilui, but the makis in actuality is not a new einish with the Torah, which the Torah is machadish in the pasuk of v'hayim bin akais arasha, but rather the Torah is just being megale that this lav gets makis even though it's a lav she'ein by ma'isa. Now the chayre is sarach bir. How did Taisus know to be mitzi the Gemara mipashtei? The Gemara says b'pshitas v'tepik le mileisane, and the Gemara answers misham dahavi lav she'ein by ma'isa v'chol lav she'ein by ma'isa ain't likin a lav. The Pashas of the Gemara is Mashma, that you do not get Malkus for the Lav of Leisane, and the Gemara remains with the fact that it's a Lav Shein B'maisa. How did Taisus know to learn up that now that it says V'hayim bin Akais HaRasha, that's a Giloi, that here, although it's a Lav Shein B'maisa, it is like an Alav? So Ula, you could say that Taisus got it from the Lashon HaGemara. The Gemara brings down Ula's Memra, that says, Remez L'Edom Zaymim Min HaTaira, and the Gemara explains that he means remez le'edim zaymin shalaykin. Now, l'chayre, if the pasuk of etztiku etz tzadik and v'hayim bin akais arasha was a new din ha'tayre, which is being machadish, a new einish of malchus, and it's not for the lav, then the word remez is not meduktik. This is not a remez that you get malchus. This is a chidush akra that you get malchus. And Ula should have said a lashon minolon delayke, not remez delayken. From the fact that Ula uses a lashon of remez, it's mashma that this pasuk is a remez and a gilui that you're going to get malchus. But the ikar mechayiv of the malchus is the regular lav of leisane, and not that it's a new malchus which is neschadish in this pasuk. L'chayre, this can be a possible makar for shitas ha'taisus. And the emes is, it's not only taisus by us which learns like this, but the Ramban and the Ritva and Masechta Makis of Beis Amud Beis also say clearly, like Taisvis, that V'hayim ben HaKaisar Rasha is a Gilei Akra, that the Lav of Leisana is Mechayiv Malkus, and it's an exception to the rule of Lav She'ein B'Maisa Ein Leiken Alav. The Ramban is Maisif Esvara to this. How did the Gemara know? How did Ula himself know that that's the Pshat in the Torah? Maybe it's a new Malkus. So Dr. Ramban V'zel HaShainai D'Lei Ashkechon Malkus Ela Alav. Malkus Arbaim is something which is only found in the Torah as an Einish for Alav. Therefore, it's not mistaber to say that over here the Lav is not Mechayev Malkus, and nevertheless, there's a new Gzeres HaKasov that he gets an Einish for being an Eid Zayman of Malkus. If the Torah is Mechayev the Malkus Arbaim, Behechreach, this is a regular Lav and a regular Din Malkus which we found in Kol Torah Kula for Lavin, and it's just a Gilei Akra, that although it's Eimei Maise, he's going to be like it nonetheless. This is Shitas, Taisus and Arasugya, and the Ramban and the Ritva of Masechta Makis, Daf Beis Amud Beis. There are many more Rishayim that learn this way as well. Ayin Ba'irich and Masechta Makis. It's important to speak out, however, not all the Rishayim learn this way. The Me'iri and Makis, Daf Beis Amud Aleph on the Mishnah says, V'zel L'shaynai, Ela Leikes Arboim Mishum Edus Sheker. He's like it for saying Eidus Sheker, V'loi mishum loisane, Sharei lav shein b'maisuhu, Elo mimashenemar v'tztiku es tzadik v'eshiu es arasha. Ad kan l'shainai. So he's clearly learning, not like Taisvis and the Ramban and the Ritva, and he holds like the pashtus of the Gemara, that being that it's a lav shein b'maisu, you cannot be like it for the lav loisane b'chlal, and the fact that you get Malkus is a chiddush akra, that Eidus Sheker is Machayev Malkus, Malkus Arbayim, the identical din of Malkus, which is usually found for a lav. Here it's an einish for saying Eidus Sheker, but not on the lav. Adkan d'shtikl, the machlekes v'shainim, if the din Malkus, which we find by Grusha ben Chalutza, is a gilui that you like it for the lav, or a Malkus mechudeshes. And now let's go weiter to the next shtikl. The Gemara Namad Beis talks about the inyan of Kiddush HaChaydish, and the Gemara brings down different shitas at Tanayim when there's an inyan for Bezin to be Mekadosh the Chaydish. Now in all, there are four shitas brought down in the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah of Chavdalet, and three of them are brought down in Arasugya. The first shita is the shita of the Tanakama that holds, Bein Shenira Bizmanei Bein Shalei Benira Bizmanei Mekadosh Naisai, whether Bezin is being Mekadosh the first day to be Rosh Chaydish, the Yom Shleishim, or the second day, the Yom Shleishim of Echad, Bezin is always Mekadosh. The shita of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadik is, that only if it's bizmane are they mekadesh, but shalei bizmane ain mekadeshenaisai sharei kedshu shemayim. The third sheet is the sheet of plame, which says the opposite way around, that dafke if it's shalei bizmane are they mekadesh it, but bizmane they're not mekadesh. And the fourth sheet is the sheet of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon that says that bein bizmane bein shalei bizmane ain mekadeshen. Now, how is kiddush hachodesh done? So the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph says, Reish Bezdin Aimre Mekudesh, V'chol Ha'am Ainin Acharav Mekudesh Mekudesh. Now, Alpi Pashtus, this Amira of Mekudesh Mekudesh is what makes that the Kedusha of Reish Chodesh should be Chal. Just like we find the Inin of being Makdish something, Makdish Shet L'Shamayim, so too the Amira of Mekudesh of Bezdin makes a Chalois Kedusha that it's Chal the new month. However, the Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvahs Mitzvah Kuf Nun Gimel says not like that. Zel Shain Haramban, Ani Savor She'ein Kiddush HaChodesh Ma'akev B'Chadoshim. Kiddush HaChodesh of Bezdin is not Ma'akev in the Chalais of the Chodesh. And Behemshech Dvarav he says, Ela Shehu Mitzvah Lefarsume Milsa Ba'alma. All it is a mitzvah to be mefarsim that it's Rish Chodesh, but not that that's actually what's making the Rish Chodesh Bichal. What makes the Reish Chodesh Bichal? Zokt Ramban further, Mekivan sheheskima das bezden, sheyia chodesh hazeh, malei chaser, kairi anibay asher tikru aysam. We can be mekayim the din of asher tikru aysam, which says that it's up to bezden to decide when the chodesh is going to be chal. Through the haskama of bezden, when they come to a conclusion if this chodesh should be a malei or a chaser. But the amiras mekudesh is not what's doing it. And he brings a riot. Bring the Ramban Araya because the Shita of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon is Shanim Ata Mekadosh, Vi Ata Mekadosh Chadoshim. So he holds that Bezdin never says Mekudosh Mekudosh. So are you going to say that according to him, the Chaydish is never Chal? You see clearly in Avodah Zarah Reb Shimon that obviously the Chaydish could be Chal without saying Mekodesh Mekodesh. So too, even according to the Shita of the Chachamim that say that you do need to say Mekodesh Mekodesh, or according to the other Shitas that say that sometimes we say Mekodesh Mekodesh, it's not that that's necessary in order for the Chaydish to be Chal. Midivir Avodah Reb Shimon Nilmad Lishara Tanayim, that Lekuli Yama, even without the Amir of Mekodesh Mekodesh, the Haskamas HaBezdan alone is what makes the Chaydish Bichal. And the Indian of Mekodesh Mekodesh is just a mitzvah, the Farsume Milsa Ba'alma. And it's in regards to this mitzvah that the Tanaim are arguing. The Tanakama holds that Bein Bezmanei, Bein Shalei Bezmanei, the Torah commanded us with a mitzvah of the Farsume Milsa. The Sheet of Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Tzadik is that the mitzvah of Farsim is only on a Chaydish Bezmanei, and not on a Shalei Bezmanei. Plainly says Farkert. And Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon is Medayik that Shana Mata Mekadesh V'yata Mekadesh Chadoshim, that there is no mitzvah Bechlal for Bezdin to do this Persumi Milsa and to be Mekadesh the Chaydish. Ayin B'minchas Chinuch Mitzvah Dalid, that's Mayrich with Rayas to the Shita of the Ramban. Now as a side point, there's a famous Reb Chaim, Chiddush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi al Rambam, in Hilchos Shmita v'Yovel, that is chayker whether or not the mitzvah of Kiddush of Yovel is ma'akev for the Chalais HaYovel or not. Do you say that if Bezdin is not Mekadosh Yovel, then Kiddushas Yovel is never Chal? Or do you say that Kiddushas Yovel is Chal regardless, it's just a mitzvah for Bezdin to be Mekadosh? And Reb Chaim is medayik from the Shita of Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, that Kiddush HaYovel is Ma'akev. Zok Reb Chaim, if Reb Lezer Reb Shimon says, Shonim Ata Mekadosh, V'i Ata Mekadosh Chadoshim, and Pashtus, when Reb Lezer Reb Shimon says, I Ata Mekadosh Chadoshim, he means to say that we don't need Kiddush for the Chalois Rish Chaydush to be Chal. So the opposite side of the coin, which says, Shonim Ata Mekadosh, that means that we do need Kiddush HaYovel in order for Yovel to be Chal. It's obvious that Reb Chaim understood that the inin of Kiddush HaChaydush, which is talked about in Aris Sugya, is in order for the Chaydush to be Chal, which is the basis of his diuk, that Shanim Ata Mekadosh obviously means that we need the Kiddush in order for Yovel to be Chal. However, L'divrei HaRamban anal, it's not a Raya Bechlal, because the inin of Kiddush HaChaydush that the Tanaim are talking about is Bechlal not in order for the Chaydush to be Chal. The Chaydush is going to be Chal anyway, ide the Haskamas HaBezdin. The whole machlekes is whether or not there's a mitzvah for Sumi Milsa to say Mekodesh Mekodesh. And it's on that that Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon is Medayik, Shonim Ata Mekadosh, V'yata Mekadosh Chadoshim. Based on that, that would mean to say that by Yovel there's a mitzvah for Bezdin to be Mefarsim and say Mekodesh, and there's no mitzvah Lefarsim by Reish Chaydush. So there would be no raya that Yovel requires a Kiddush of Bezdin in order for the Yovel to be Chal. Divrei Reb Chaim are tzrichim iyun. Now, lefi this Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvos, we can now properly understand another Ramban, the Ramban al HaTorah and Parshas Yisroi, on the pasuk of Zochar Siyam HaShabbos LeKadshoi. The Ramban over there brings down different pirushim. What does it mean, Zochar Siyam HaShabbos LeKadshoi? And he brings down a pshat, Aval Rabbi Seinu Oid by Medrash Mimilas LeKadshoi. There's a drasha from the Chachamim. Shenekadish Oisoi, Ke'inyan v'kidashtem es shnasa chamishim shana. There's a mitzvah to be Mekadosh Shabbos, just like there's a mitzvah to be Mekadosh Shnasa Yovel. Shehayato'un kiddush bezdin loimer b'yovel mekodesh mekodesh. Shnasa chamishim requires the bezdin to say mekodesh mekodesh. Afkan, says the Ramban, tziva shenizkor es yom haShabbos b'kadshenu ha'isoy. Kadosh Baruch Hu is being mitzvah that we should remember the yom haShabbos b'kadshenu ha'isoy, by being Mekadosh it. Now, Divrei Ramban are Tzrichim Bir. Because in regards to Kiddush HaYovel, we mentioned from Reb Chaim and Chiddush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi, he says that Kiddush HaYovel means that Bezdin should make the Yovel Bichal Ayidei HaMaisa Kiddush Bepeh. If that were to be true, the Tzushtel of Kiddush HaShabbos to Kiddush HaYovel doesn't make any sense, L'chayre. Because by Kiddush HaYovel, when you say Mekudesh Mekudesh, that's the inin of creating the Chalois Kiddushas HaYovel. Whereas by Kiddush Shabbos, it's just the inin of Zchira Bilvad, like the Torah says, Zochar Siyam HaShabbos LeKadshoi, like the Ramban himself says, that the inin is, Shenizkor Siyam HaShabbos B'Kadshenu Ha'isoi. So how can we compare a Kiddush which is making the Kedushas Yevel Bichal to a Kiddush, which is just a Zechira Ba'alma. But now that we know that the Ramban and Sefer Mitzvahs tells us that even the Inyan of Kiddush HaChodesh, which the Gemara shtells suit to the Inyan of Kiddush Nasa Chamishim, is just an Inyan of Zechira and Persume Milsa, and Be'emes, that's not what's making the Chodesh or the Yevel Bichal, so it comes out that Sushtal of the Ramban is perfect. Just like in regards to Yevel, nothing to do with the Chaloisa Yevel. There's a mitzvah for Bezdin to say Mekudesh Mekudesh and to be Zeicher the Kedushas Yevel. So too, that's the Kavan of the Torah in regards to Shabbos. Although the Kedushas Shabbos is Chal, Kvi Vekaima, it's Chal by itself. There's a mitzvah and Nizkar Eitzoi Bekadshenu Eitzoi. Now, the Ramban over there, Behemshech, also takes on a new light according to this Ramban, Lishitasai in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Ramban says that the Iker Mitzvah Medaraisa of Kiddush on Shabbos is only by night and not in the morning. Says the Ramban, how do I know that? Zok the Ramban v'zel l'shayne l'fisha kol ha'teunen Kiddush, anytime we need the Inyan of Kiddush, mizkachin b'knisoson pam achas. You mekadosh it as it enters, k'goin Kiddush ha'choydish v'kiddush ha'yoyvel. So too, in regards to Kiddush of Shabbos, it's only at night, Aval bayoyim asmachta vein oimremoy mekudesh klal. The inyan of kiddush bayoyim is just an asmachta and it's midrabanan, but there's no inyan to say mekudesh bayoyim, just like in regards to kiddush achaydish and kiddush ayevol, that it's only biknisosan. Now, al pi pashtus, that kiddush achaydish means that you're creating the chalois rish chaydish, the chaydish is being chal al yidei, the kiddush of bezdin, and so too, like Reb Chaim Shtelsu, bayoyevol, the shnas ayevol, that's Kedusha is being Chal Ayde, the Kiddush of Bezdin, then the Tzushal of the Ramban is very schwer. Bishlam, in regards to Kiddush HaChaydish and Kiddush HaYoyvel, that's only B'Knisosay Pam Achas, because the function of that Kiddush is to make the Kedusha Bichal, so obviously it needs to be done in the beginning, and only once. But in regards to Shabbos, where anyway the Kiddush is definitely not making the Kedusha Shabbos being Bichal, because the Kedusha is Kviya V'Kaima, and it's just the Inyan of Zechiras HaKedusha, like the Ramban says, Shenizkar Eisei B'Kodshenu Eisei, there maybe that kind of Kiddush could be just like there's an Inyan to be Masker the Kedushas Shabbos by night, so too there's an Inyan to be Masker the Kedushas Shabbos B'Hemshach HaShabbos in the daytime too. How can we prove from the Inyan of Kiddush HaChaydish for Kiddush HaYoyvel, which is making the Chaleis Bichal, to the Inyan of Kiddush HaShabbos, which is just a Zechira Ba'alma? But La'ar Divrei HaRamban in Sefer HaMitzvahs, everything is Borer. Because by the Chaydish also, this is not creating the Chalais Kedusha, this is just the Inyan of the Persumi Milsa. And so too by Yoivol, it's just the Inyan Lefarsim. And just like we see over there, that although it's not what's creating the Chalais, it's just the Inyan that the Torah was Mechayev us to be Mazkir and to be Mefarsim the Inyan, still the Torah said, do it Pam Achas B'Knisoson and not B'Hemshach of the Chaydish or of Yoivol. So too, the Ramban Kedushel Tzud, in regards to Shabbos, the Inyan of Kiddush is only Pam Achas B'Knisosoi and not Bayoim. Ad kan this shtickle, Moiridike Giloi from the Ramban, what the Inyan of Kiddush HaChodesh and Memeila Kiddush Yoivol actually is, and it's Tushal to Kiddush of Shabbos. Now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings down the Shita of Rabbi Elazar Rab Tzadik that says that Im Loi Nira Bizmanoi Ein Mekadshenoisoi. Bezin is only Mekadosh HaChodesh if it's near a Bizmanoi on Yom Lamed, but if it's near on Yom Lamed Aleph, they're not Mekadosh it, Shekvar Kedshuhu Shamayim. Now we spoke about in the first year for Daf Yud, the Pirushim of Rashi and Tosfos, how to understand what does it mean Shekvar Kedshuhu Shamayim. There's another Pshat, a Peledik Pshat from the Rambam in Pirushim Mishnayis in Masech Rosh Hashanah. The Rambam says over there that Rebbe Lazar holds Ein chayavin b'kiddush hachaydish al kol panim. We're not at all chayav in kiddush hachaydish. Shenemar v'kiddashim es shnas hachamishim. Shonim ata mekadesh v'i ata mekadesh chadashim. Like the drush which the Gemara brings down later, l'fi the shita of Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon, that we learn from Yoivol, that there's only an inyan of kiddush shnas hayoivol, and there's no inyan of kiddush hachaydish. Says the Rambam, in Yonai, she'ein kiddush hachaydish chayva. Kiddush hachaydish is not a chayva, V'halacha k'rabalaza b'rab tzadik. Now, divrei Rambam are tzrichim iyun, because that rasha stems with the shita of Rabalaza b'rab Shimon that holds that there is never an inyan of kiddush hachaydish, say if it's bezmanay, say if it's shaloi bezmanay. But the fear of Elazar Rab Tzadik, that he holds that there is an inin of Kiddush HaChaydash if it's Bezmanai, just specifically Shalei Bezmanai, because like he says, there's a svar of Kvar Kichu Shamayim. How can we say that the Makar Tashitas Rab Elazar is from the Drasha of Yovel, which sounds like that there's no inin of Kiddush HaChaydash Bechlal? So Rabbi Vadim Bar Tanura in his Pirush over there on the Mishnah, he brings down the Lashon of the Rambam, and he's Maisif, and it's obvious that he's coming to be Miyashiv this question. If it's Bizmanai, the reason why we're Makadosh it is because it needs Chizuk. Now, Tzorech Bir, exactly what does the Rav mean to say when he says Tzorech Chizuk? So on the Shiori HaKarbon, on the Yerushalmi, Masechta Sanhedrin of Dalet Amud Beis, he understands that the Rav means it's just an Inyan Midrabanan. Midraisa, we don't need Kiddush at all, like we learn out Shonim Atta Makadosh, V'yata Makadosh Chadoshim. And it's only Midrabanan, in order to be Machazik, to be Mo'er the Olam, that the first day is Rosh Chodesh, that the Chachamim were Metaken, we should do Kiddush. And he's Marbe, and he's Marich Lahakshais on this Shita, with many Rayas, that the Inyan of Kiddush HaChodesh is Midraisa. And it's impossible to say it's only Midrabanan, and he remains Tzarech Iyon. Now, L'chaire, based on certain ideas that we have now, once we saw the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs, we can be Mechadish, a Pshat, in what the Rambam means. And we'll say like this. The Rambam holds that in regards to Kiddush of Yovel, there the Kiddush is Ma'akev. And if Bezin would not be Mechadish Shnasa Yovel, the Kiddushas Yovel would not be Chal, like the Shita of Chiddush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi that he says in the Shitas HaRambam in Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel. And the Rambam understands that the Drasha of Shonim Atta Mekadosh V'I Atta Mekadosh Chadoshim is Gufa coming to say that only in regards to Kiddushas Shnas Yovel do we find such a concept that the Kiddush is a Chayva, meaning that it's Ma'akev in the Kiddushas HaYovel. But in regards to Rish Chaydish, the Kiddush is not a Chayva, meaning it's not Ma'akev in the Kiddusha of Rish Chaydish. And Kedushas Rish Chaydash is Chal anyway by itself, even without the Kiddush of Bezdan. Now, although it's true that we learned out from this Diuk that it's not a Chayva and it's not Ma'akiv, there still is a mitzvah midarais of Kiddush HaChaydash. Like the Gemara learns out from the Pasuk, HaChaydash HaZeh Lochem, Kazer Re'ei V'Kadesh, there's a mitzvah for Bezdan to be Makadash HaChaydash. So how do we reconcile these two drushes, Mitzad Echad, Shonim Atta Mekadosh V'Chadoshim, I Atta Mekadosh, and Mitzad Sheni, Kazer Re'ei V'Kadesh? The answer is that Kazer Re'ei V'Kadesh does not mean to say that it's Ma'akiv in the Kedushas Rish Chaydash, but rather it's just a mitzvah ba'alma to be Mekadosh to Chaydash. What's the inyan of this mitzvah? So Rabbi Elazar Rab Tzadik understands that the inyan of this mitzvah is Lefarsim Hadavar, that the first day is Rish Chaydash. Like the Ramban says in Sefer HaMitzvahs, that it's the Prasumi Milsa Ba'alma. That inin of Pirsum holds Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadik only applies on the first day of Rish Chaydash, because only if the first day is Rish Chaydash is it necessary to be Mefarsim it. If the first day is not Rish Chaydash, it's obvious to everybody that the second day is going to be Rish Chaydash, because those are the only two options, and it's not necessary to be Mefarsim that the second day is Rish Chaydash. Hayyotzei, that from the Pasuk of Shonim Atta Mekadosh V'I Atta Mekadosh Chadoshim, we learn out that the Kiddush of Bezdin is not Ma'akev, it's going to be Chal Memela. And from the Pasuk of Kazer Re'ei V'Kadesh, we learn out there's a mitzvah to be Makadesh, obviously just the Farsumi Milsa, and the Svar is that that's only on the first day and not on the second day. Zokra B'Lezer Rab Tzadik in his Lashon, Im Lo Yiner B'Zmanai Ein Mekadshin Aisei, Shekvar Kachuhu Shamayim. What does that mean, according to the Pirush of the Rambam? If it's Lo Yiner B'Zmanai, so there's no Inyan L'Farsumi, the only possible inyan to be Makadosh would only be in order to make the Chalais Reish Chaydash Bichal. That's not necessary. Kvar Kachu Shamayim. The Chalais Reish Chaydash never requires a Kiddush of Bezin. You have Kachu Shamayim for that. How do we know Shekvar Kachu Shamayim? Zok the Rambam, Shonim Atta Makadosh V'Yata Makadosh Chadoshim. Elamai, the only thing that's left is a mitzvah ba'alma of Lefrasume. That's obviously only on the first day and not on the second day. Lefi this, it's Asi Shaper Tuva, the Pirush of the Rambam, on the Shita of Rabbi Elazar Rab Tzadik, and it stems also with his Lashon of Kvar Kachuhu Shamayim. L'chayre, this is a Pirush Nachayin, Kaftar V'Ferach. Let's go weiter now to the next shtickle. The Gemara brings down the Shita of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel in the Mishnah, which says that in regards to Ibur HaShana, when Bezin wants to add another Chodesh Adar, B'Shleisha Maschilin, U'V'Chamisha Naisim V'Naisin, V'Gaimin B'Shiva. And the Gemara brings down a Braisa, which is Masbir, that the initial Shalosh Dayanim are there to decide whether or not they should be miyashiv and be ma'ayin b'chlal, that there should be ibur shana or not. And the Braisa says that within these three dayanim, if echad aymer liyashiv, v'shnayim aymer shalei liyashiv, batel yachad b'miutai, and they're not miyashiv b'chlal. But what happens if shnayim aymer liyashiv, v'echad aymer shalei liyashiv? So there's a rav that says that they should be ma'ayin. So then you're ma'isav oid shnayim to a total of chamesh, in order to be nice of a nicem. These chamesh are nice of a nicem b'davar, and again, if shnayim aymerim tzricha, or shleish aymerim ainet tzricha, so rav say that you do not need a ibur hashana, so batlu shnayim v'miyutam, and they're not ba'amr the shana. But if shleish aymerim tzricha, v'shnayim aymerim ainet tzricha, where rav says that they do need a ba'amr the shana, so now ma'isivin leim oid shnayim, you add another shnayim for a total of shiva, she'ein ha'minyan pachas mishiva, and then these seven dayanim go ahead and they're ma'amr the shana. So that's the process, starting from three, going up to five, and continuing to seven. But we only go forward if Rav of the Dayanim say that we should be Miyashiv and that we should be Ma'abar Dishana. The Gemara continues, Hani Shleisha Chamisha Veshiva Keneged Mi. These numbers, Shleisha Chamisha Veshiva, who are they Keneged? And the Gemara brings a Machlaikis, whether it's Keneged the three Psukim of Birchas Kehanim, or whether it's Keneged the Shemri Asaf, that we find that there were Sarim to the Malchus, Shalish, Chamisha, and Shiva. Ad Kan Divrei Gemara Bekitzor. Now, the Gemara does not bring down Soif Divrei Reb Shimon ben Gamliel in the Mishnah. After Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, B'shleisha maschilin, u'bachamisha naisen v'naisen, v'gaimrin b'shiva, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel is mesayim, v'im gomru b'shalosh mu'uberes. What does that mean? So, al pi pashtos, it means that b'di'eved, if they did everything b'shalosh, and three dayanim were actually ma'aber the shana, without being maisev, chamisha, and shiva, b'di'eved, it's mu'uberes. That means to say that even though the Gemara brings down Keneged Mi, we learn out from Birchas Kehanim or the Shemri Asaf that you need Shleisha Shiva V'chamisha B'Shiva, that's only a Takana D'Rabbanan, and the Tam is that it should be Keneged those things. But B'di'eved, if we're not Mekayim this Takana, even though we don't have the Remez of Birchas Kehanim and the Shemri Asaf, B'di'eved it's kosher because Me'ikra Adin Medaraisa, it only needs a Bezin of Shalish. That's the Pashtas Divrei Reb Shimon Gamliel that he says, Ve'im gomru b'sholesh, b'di'eved me'uberes. But what's interesting is that Rabbeinu Chananel and the Yad Ramah learn differently. They're medayik from the Lashon of the Braise. The Braise says, when do we go forward from Sholesh to Chamesh and from Chamisha to Shiva? That's only if Shnayim Oymrim Liyashev ve'echad Oymrim Sholei Liyashev. So even though Rav say you should be Miyashev, but we're still nice of another two to be nice of a nice one. And so too, Shleisha Oymrim that tzricha l'saber, and two say that you don't need to be misaber, so then we go forward to Shiva. Mashma zogin Rabbeinu Chananel the Yad Ramah, what would it be if it was unanimous decision that all Sholesh l'chatchila said that yes, we should be miyashiv? So then we would not need to be maisav chamisha. And so to the second shlav, if all chamish would have said that we need to be ma'abar the shana, we would not need to go forward to Shiva. It's only b'makom where there is a disagreement, so even though be'etzim there's a rive, but because there's a disagreement, the Chazal or Masakin to be Maisif. But if everybody agrees, we can even be Ma'aber the Shana with Shalish. And that's the Kavan of the Mishnah, Seir Rabbeinu Chananel and the Yad Ramah, when Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Vim Ibru B'Shalish Mu'uberes, B'Shalish means to say all three. That if all three initial Dayanim say unanimously that it needs to be Mu'uberes, then we know we don't need to go on to Chamisha and Shiva B'Chlal, and that's even on a Lechatchila level. What's the Pshat in this? Zog de Yad Ramah, v'zel l'shaynay, kivan de l'chadushay milsa ka'asi, v'ika machleikes, tzrichem l'haysef shnayim shnayim, ad she'igomer hadavar b'shiva. That means to say, the ikar tam of the takana to get to gomer b'shiva is because l'chadushay milsa ka'asu, they're coming to be machadish, a new chaydish adah, which is a tremendous chiddish, v'ika machleikes, and there is somewhat of a disagreement between the dayanim, that's why the chacham were mesaken to be gomer hadavar b'shiva. Meaning, that even though Me'ikra Din, there's a klal of Acharei Rabim Lahatis which says we should go Basarayv, but because it's such a tremendous chiddish to be Maisef a chiddish to the Shana, therefore the Chachamim were Machmer, Machmas Chaymer Adavar, B'makim Machlaikis, to reach a point of Gaimer B'Shiva. But if everybody agrees, the Chachamim were not Machmer B'Chlal. That shows us that when the Gemara says, Hani Shleisha Chamisha V'Shiva Keneged Mi, the Gemara doesn't mean to say that the Iker Siba Satakana is so that we should have Ibra Chaydish, but that it's Keneged the Birchas Kehanim and Keneged the Shemri Asaf. That just means to say, once we have to be maisif because of a machlekes, why the Chachamim specifically choose these numbers? These numbers are connected to Berachas Kehanim and the Shomer Yosef. But the Ikar idea of being maisif the Yanim beyond the original Shleisha, that's not connected those in Yanim, but that's Meikare because of Chachamim Ramachmir, because it's Chedushe Milsa Ve'ika Machlekes. That's the Mahalach of the Yad Ramah and the Rabbeinu Chananel over here. However, in the Chiddush Iran, B'Shem Taisvis, and so too in the Chiddush Rabbeinu Yoina Masechta Sanhedrin, they disagree. And they say that even in a situation where all Shalish unanimously say that we need to be Ma'abra the Shana, still we have to be Ma'isav Chamisha and then afterwards go up to Shiva. And so too, if all Chamisha say that we have to be Ma'abra the Shana, that's also not enough and we have to go up to Shiva. And the Lashon of the Chiddush Iran is as follows. La'aylam Ma'isifan ad Shiva. She'ein gaimrim ha'ibor ad shiva. Why? Da mikroi nafkalon keneged brichas kehanim o keneged shemrei hasaf. So you see from the Chiddush Iran that he has a very different way of looking at the Gemara, at the Ikar Takana, than Rabbeinu Chananel and the Yad Ramah. He holds that the Ikar Yisoid HaTakana was that we should have a Ibar HaChaydash ba'ayfin that's meramiz to brichas kehanim and the shemrei hasaf. It has nothing to do with the fact that there's a machlekes lefaneinu. But rather, the Ikar Takana was that the Ibar Hashana should be with a number that corresponds to the Berachas Kehanim and the Shomer Yosef. Which is why, even if there's no Machlekes, and all the Dayanim unanimously hold that we should be Ma'abar the Shana, nevertheless, we have to reach those numbers of Shleisha, Chamisha, Veshiva. According to the Chiddush Iran and Rabbeinu Yoina, this that the Mishnah says, Vim Ibru B'Shleisha Mu'uberes, that we have to say, like the Pshat that we originally said, that it just means that b'di'evet avada with shleishot mu'uberes, because this takana is only a takana d'rabanan, and it's not ma'akev b'di'evet. But on a lechatchila level, there is never a situation, even if all shleishot agree, that we're going to be able to be ma'abra the chaydish with shleish, and we don't have to be ma'isif chamisha v'sheva. Ad kan, the machlekes rishayim, how to understand the ikar takana. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings down, like we said, two pirushim, what the numbers of shleisha, chamisha v'shiva correspond to. And the first pshat of the Gemara is that it corresponds to Birchas Kehanim. Now the Chayre, this needs a pasha to biur. What's the kasher between Ibar HaShana and Birchas Kehanim? So there are a number of very interesting pirushim in the Rishayim and the Achrayim, and we're going to mention four of the pirushim. The Yad Ramah, he's the Rishon that talks about it, says as follows, that we found when HaKadosh Baruch Hu benches Klal Yisrael, he benched them in such a seder of Shleisha, Chamisha, v'Shiva. Says the Yad Ramah, v'zeh l'shaynai, v'chol kach lomo. Why did the Kadosh Baruch Hu bench us in such a seder? V'alei b'vrocha achas hayu yachal levarchan. Kadosh Baruch Hu essentially could have given us a bracha, a one-word bracha. Elo mipnei shechaviven lefanav v'ratza levarchan b'birchais harbe. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu was marich with the seder of Shleisha, Chamisha, v'Shiva. Zok the Yad Ramah, af Yisrael. Kishaboyin liyashav seder shanim al machainan, ulisakin esamayadez shen chilon, so to when Klal Yisrael is being misakin the mayadim which a Kadosh Baruch was manchalos, tzrichin lahaschel beshleisha, velisa velitim bechamisha, veligmar beshiva, vidayoy leeved sheyehei kerabai. That means if a Kadosh Baruch Hu kavayachal was matriach himself, machmas is chavivis to Klal Yisrael, to not give Klal Yisrael a short bracha, but rather to be ma'arech and give a bracha of shleisha chamisha v'shiva, so too, when Klal Yisrael is misakin the me'adis which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, it shouldn't be done just with a small bezin of shleisha, but we should be matriach ourselves to do it in three parts, first of shleisha, then of chamisha, then on shiva. That's the first pshat of the Yad Ramah. Another pshat which the Yad Ramah brings down, and he bases it on Yerushalmi, is that this is a klal, that anything that's a davar shabiminyan and is nischalik to three separate parts, the three parts go keseder that the first part is shleisha and the second part is chamisha and the third part is shiva. This is something which we found by Birchas Kehanim, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a bracha meshuleshes, a three-part bracha, and it's a davar shabiminyan, the words are a specific number. There we see that the first part was shleisha, the second part chamisha, and the third part shiva. So too says the Yad Ramah. When we come to Ibar HaShana, which is a three-part process, first the Bezdin has to be Miyashiv, but we should be Miyashiv, then we have to be Naisiv and Naisin, and then we have to be Gaimer. So these three parts should be done kaseder hazeh of shleisha, chamisha, v'sheva. This is a klal in anything that has this kind of tzura. Now this pshat from the Yad Ramah works l'shitasai with the pshat that we said b'shmai earlier. Because we brought down a machlekes v'shainim in the ikar yisoid of the takanas chachamim that ibra hashanah should be done shleisha, chamisha, v'sheva. Some rishainim hold, the Chedush Aram, B'Shem Taisus, and Rabbeinu Yaina, they hold the Iker Takana was that the numbers of the Dayana by Ibra Hashana should correspond to Birchas Kehanim and Shemri Hasaf. That was the Iker Yisera Takana, to make that kesher between the numbers. But the Yad Raman, Rabbeinu Hananel, said not like that. They learned that the Iker Yisera the Takana was because of the Chaymer of the Inyan that we were being Mechadish and New Chaydish, therefore it has to be done in a more thorough process. First, Bezdin is Mesiyashiv, then Bezdin is Naisav and Naisen, and then Bezdin is Geimer. Once we were Masakin, that has to be done in the three parts, the Indian of being Maisav, specifically these numbers, was Keneged Berchus Kanam and Shemir Asaf. But the Iker Takana was because of the Chedushe Kasu and its Ika Machlaikis, we have to add on to the process and add the Yonim and make it a three-part process. Feed that, we can understand Divrei Yad Ramah that we just said. Once it has to be three parts, and there has to be Haisofas Dayanim, so now it goes into the klal that any Davar Shabiminyan that has three Chalokim is done with the Misparim of Shleisha Chamisha V'Shiva, like Birchas Kehanim. But it's only because there's already a standing Siba to make it a three-part process. Whereas the Chidushi Aran and the Chidushi Rabbeinu Yaina, that they say that the Ikar Takana started because we wanted it to be done with the Birchas Kehanim, but if not for the fact that it needs to be done with the Birchas Kehanim, it never would have been a three-part process in the first place, this Mahalach of the Yad Ramah, B'Shem the Yerushalmi, would not be applicable. Another pshat can be found in the Taisus Yontif. The Taisus Yontif is Mitzayin, that the Gemara later, on Daf Yud Aleph, is Marich, that the reason why we would be Ma'abra the Shana is in order that we should have the Zman of the Aviv, where the Tvua is ripe, fall out in the time of Pesach. If Bezdin sees that as the seasons are going, the Tvua will not yet be ripe by the time Pesach arrives, Bezdin adds another Chaydish. And so too, that the Peiros HaIlon should be ready at the time of Shavuos in order to bring Bikurim. So we're adding a Chaydish in order to give time for the Peiros to reach their ripe peak. Says the Taisus Yontif, that's why we do Ibra Hashanah with a number that corresponds to Birchas Kehanim, in order to be me'orer the brachas of Birchas Kehanim, so that the brachas should be chal on the peiros, so that they should actually ripen and be ready at the time we're hoping, which is Pesach for the Tvua and Shavuos for the peiros. And the Taisus Yontif is Mitzayin, another place in Shas where we find that we do things with Derech Remez in order to be me'orer the brachas. And that's in Masech Yuma, Paragimel Mishnah Aleph, where they say that they asked on Yom Kippur, Heyer Pnei Chol HaMizrach Ad SheBeChevron, did the sun shine until Chevron? And the reason why they mentioned Chevron is in order to be Mazkir S'chus Avos on the day of Yom Kippur. And that would be Me'orer, a S'chus for Klal Yisrael. So to here, at the time of Ibra Hashanah, when Klal Yisrael is hoping that the Tevuah and the Peiros will ripen, they do it Ba'ayfin that's Mazkir the Inyan of the Bracha of Birchas Kehanim. That's the Pshat of the Taisus Yontif. And we'll end with a fourth pshat from the Iyun Yaakov. That's a sefer that's printed in Ein Yaakov, written by the Baal Mechaber of the Chayk Yaakov in Shulchan Aruch and the Chuvis Shvus Yaakov. Zog the Iyun Yaakov a davar nifla. And he starts with the Gemara in Masech Tachul and Daf Memtes in regards to Birchas Kehanim. The Gemara says over there as follows, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Lamadnu bracha li Yisrael mipi Kehanim. We see that the Kehanim give a bracha to Yisrael. Mipi gvura lei lamadnu. We have not seen that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mevarech Klal Yisrael. So Dr. Bekiva Kishu Oimer V'ani Yavarechem, when the Torah says, V'samu es Shemi al B'nei Yisrael V'ani Yavarechem, Havi Oimer Kehanim Mevarechem the Yisrael V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maskim Al Yodam. The Kehanim give the Bracha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Maskim Aidei the Kehanim, which means to say that the Kehanim have a Koyach to be Mamshech the Bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu onto Klal Yisrael through their Bracha. So Dr. Yin Yaakov, that's really the Yisoid that we find by Ibra Hashanah as well. As we know, the Yerushalmi says, and we mentioned it in a previous year, Zok the Yerushalmi in Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, and so too Masechet Nedarim, Perek Vav, Halacha Ches, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Ekra lelikim elyon lakel gomer alai. What does it mean, lakel gomer alai? Zakti Yerushalmi, that when Klal Yisrael is misaken, that there should be another chaydesh to the Shana, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is maskim al yadam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mishana the teva. The teva is mishubed to the psak of Klal Yisrael. V'nafkamina, the mitzius is, and the halacha is based on that mitzius, that a girl that's p'chus mi'bas shal eshana v'yayim echad, besuleha chayzrin, and the ma'isabiyah is not called a ma'isabiyah. So what happens if a girl is 3 years old, and be'emes, it should be already a situation where it's besuleha ein on chayzrin, and then afterwards, bezdin is ma'abr the chaydish, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to change the teva, and the girl is not considered a three-year-old, and it will be back to the situation where it's besuleha chayzrin. That's what it means, lakel goymer alai. Zakti in Yaakov, that's the kasher between Birchas Kehanim and Ibur Hashana. They both bring out this nekuda where Klal Yisrael has a koyach to be koyveya something, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to kaveyachal be meshubet to them and follow suit and be maskim al yodam, bein in regards to bracha, and bein in regards to changing the teva. Ad kan, four pirushim in the kasher between the numbers of Birchas Kehanim and the numbers of Ibur Hashana. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings a second pshat, which we mentioned, that it's connected to Shomrei Asaf. Because we find a pasuk that says that there were Shloisha Shomrei Asaf. That's a pasuk in Malachim Beis, Kapitel Chafei, in regards to Tzidkiyahu. And there also we find the inin of Chamisha Sarim, like it says over there, Chamisha Meraye Pnei HaMelech. What about Shiva Raye Pnei HaMelech? So in that is a machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi quotes the pasuk in Megillas Esther in regards to Achashverosh that there were shivas sore paras umadai. Tosfos, however, disagrees. Taina Tosfos, a nirish atiknu keneged sareya oiv de gilulim. It's not mistaber that the chazal would be misaken keneged shivas sarim, which we find by a melech from the Goyim. So Tosfos answers that we also find shiva by a melech of the Yidden in Yirmiyahu, Kapitel Nun Beis, where it says, V'shiva anashim me'raye p'nei ha-melech. Now, why is Rashi not bothered by Tosfos' question? So the emes is, if you look in Lashon Rashi, you see that Teich Dvar of Rashi himself is miyash of the question. Because in the Iker Inyan, that they were misaken, that the Dayanim of Ibra Hashana should be keneged Shomrei Asaf, the Sarim of a melech, Rashi says, V'divya maschol shleisha keneged Shomrei Asaf, V'zel Hashaynai, in the beginning of Rashi, and in the end of Rashi. So, Rashi, K'loimar, Ashkachna b'malchusa da'ara, Shloisha m'munen, v'chamisha m'munen, v'sheva m'munen. We found, in regards to Malchusa da'ara, that there are 3 sarim, 5 sarim, and 7 sarim. So, Rashi, b'soiv dvarav, v'ibor shana mitachsisei malchus shemayim hu, li'yashav seder hashanam al-mechaynan. The inyan of Ibra Hashana is from the tachsisim of Malchus Shemayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Malchus Shemayim is Mesader the Shanim Al Tikunam, and Klal Yisrael represents the Malchus Shemayim when they're Ma'abar the Shana. So Rashi means to be Meramis the Klal, which we found in Masechta Brachas Daf Nun Ches, that Malchusa de Ara is Ke'ein Malchusa de Rekia, which means to say that the systems of Malchus, which we find in the Ara, are modeled after the systems of Malchus of Malchus Shemayim. So the Shiva Raye Pnei HaMelech is just a simen that that's the way Malchus Shemayim works as well. Therefore, it's okay to learn from Malchus of Akum even to Malchus Shemayim. Because that Iker Gemara Masechta Brachos actually is talking about Malchus of Goyim. And it's not a kasha that the Chachamim would not be Mesaken Keneged Malchus of Goyim. Adkan this shtickel and Adkan this shir, the second chelik of Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Yud.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Maclemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.